Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning Parak Yud Mishnah Dalet and Parak Yud Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah here in Parak Yud Mishnah Dalet is going to discuss another situation where a person who's situated in one rishos, in one domain, moves an object in another domain. Says the Mishnah, Ziv shelifnei chalon, if there is a ledge in front of a window and it goes out more than 10 tefachim above the ground of the Rishos HaRabim, says the Mishnah, Nosnin alav v'notlin mimenu b'shabes. The people living in the house can put objects on this ledge and they can take objects from it on Shabbos as well. That since the ledge is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, it cannot be considered part of the Rishos HaRabim. Therefore, provided that the people of the house use it, and it is within three tefachim of the house, it can be viewed as part of the house, and therefore you can bring things to and from that ledge. Now, the Bar Tanura points out that the Mishnah here specifically allows moving fragile objects, which will break if they fall into the Rishos HaRabim. However, when it comes to more sturdy objects, which will not break if they were to fall off of the ledge, they may not be moved to and from the ledge, says the Bar Tanura, because if they fall into the Rishos HaRabim, one might pick them up and bring them into the house, which would be a melacha on a deraisa level. Continuing in the Mishnah, says the Mishnah, Omed adam b'rishos hayachad u'metaltel b'rishos harabim, that a person is allowed to stand in a private domain and move objects in a public domain, b'rishos harabim u'metaltel b'rishos hayachad, or he can stand in a public domain and move objects in a private domain. For example, a person can stand in a house and extend his hand into the street and move things there. We are not concerned that he might forget and unthinkingly bring an object into the house. Continuing in the Mishnah, quick clarification, Uvilvach lo yotzi chutz me'ar ba'amos. However, in this first situation where he's standing in a private domain and he's moving objects in a public domain, it's only allowed if he does not take them beyond 4 amos, meaning he may not move an object more than 4 amos from its original place, because doing so would be an iser mid'araisa, prohibition on a Torah level. Continuing now with Perek Yod, Mishnah, as we continue discussing this melacha of Hotzah from one area to another on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, Lo yamod adam b'rishos hayachid, v'yashtin b'rishos harabim. A person is not allowed to stand in a private domain and urinate and pee into a public domain, b'rishos harabim v'yashtin b'rishos hayachid. Or a person is not allowed to stand in a public area and urinate into a private area. Why not? Because doing so would be basically transferring the urine, transferring the pee from one domain to the other. And continuing, the Mishnah, V'chein lo yorok, and similarly says the Mishnah, a person can't spit from one domain to another. That's the same thing as urine. It would be basically you moving and transferring this liquid from one place to another, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Af mishen nislash ruko befiv. Also, says Rabbi Yehuda, that when a person's saliva becomes detached in his mouth, meaning when the person's saliva has collected in his mouth to the point that it is ready for him to spit out, lo yehalich arba amos ad sheyarok, says Rabbi Yehuda, he can't walk 4 amos in the public domain until he spits it out. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, he must make sure that it lands within 4 amos of where he is standing as well. That since it is ready, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to leave his mouth, it is no longer considered part of his body, but it is something that he's carrying in his mouth, and you can't carry that on Shabbos for Amos. So as the Bar Tanura points out, the halacha is not in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, if you have any spit in your mouth, and it's even if it's a little bit detached and you're ready to spit it out, at the end of the day, carrying the saliva in your mouth would not transgress the prohibition of Hotzah on Shabbos. Have a great day.